Good morning. Morning, everyone. How are you? Well, I'm having a technology issue this morning, but oh my goodness. But God is good. I am borrowing Isaac's iPad, and every time I set up the iPad the way I want, he kind of set it up the way he wanted. And now he's not here and I can't use it. So, but God is good. Are you okay this morning? Are you well? Are you expecting something this morning? Hallelujah. Are you expecting God touch this morning? I am expecting this morning. I am expecting. You know, because every time we come to his presence, we have to be expectant of his presence, expectant of his grace, his glory. You know, we have to be expectant of his goodness. Amen. So faith must increase this morning. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. Here we are in your presence. You are already here, touching lives, moving among people, restoring situations. Father God, setting purposes right. Father, achieving your will among us. You are already here, Father God, healing the brokenhearted. You are already here, Father God, this morning, meeting our expectation only because you are the God of grace. So we bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord, because it is not by power, it is not by might, but it is by the Spirit of the living God. So we come to you, you who are our shield, our hope, our strength, our salvation, our deliverer, our provider. We come to you, O God. We come to you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me utterance this morning and the wisdom to preach your word. Amen. Remember last time I was here, I think 2 weeks ago, I forgot to give the title of my message at that time. So, I am kind of following up on that message, which is the kingdom dynamic, So, and last time we've seen what I call the fire and passion for Jesus, And if you remember last time, we talked about, you know, how Jesus kind of called the 70 and commissioned them and appointed them and send them into the community, into the world. And they came back, and they were kind of surprised. They were surprised to see that even demons were, you know, subjected to them in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, rejoice not because of that, but rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. Amen. Remember that? And we also talk about, you know, the message. You know, the fact that the message has not changed. You know, the message is the same. Oh my goodness. The message is what? Can I have my iPad? No, my phone, please. The message remains the same. You see, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The devil is a liar, isn't it? I said the devil is a liar. Yes, he is a liar. You know, God's purposes shall be established. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, so I am full of joy and faith and hope and expectation this morning. And then before I start, I want to, I think God put in my heart what we call or what we can call it a word of knowledge, okay? They say that in, Pentecostal gathering, so word of knowledge. So I think God is saying something to us this morning. So the first one is this. You are receiving treatment for a fibrom. You know fibrom? Fibroid. I'm doing English and French here. So what is it? Fibroid. So I put it on Google, and Google say I could say fibrom, but all right. So you're receiving the treatment for that, and it could be at home, or you could be watching later on. So you're receiving a treatment for this type of disease, this type of condition, or something like that, or, you know, something that affected your the reproduction organs in your body, okay? But the time has come for the light of God to shine in that area. So if you are here, you are healed. In the name of Jesus. The second one is, there is a dispute situation. Dispute situation in your family, okay? Or something that you are involved in, all right? Something, it could be like inheritance, you know, properties, or something, or, you know, a dispute you know, the local government is involved. This type of things. God is shining his light into that area now in Jesus' name. Wow, you are so quiet. The darkness has made its dwelling in one of your relationship. And this is destroying you. You know, it is a relationship area. It could be, you know, partners. It could be husband and wife. It could be, you know, mother and son, mother and daughter. Or, you know, it could be situation in the family. But this thing is ruining your life. It is causing you a sleepless night. Giving you sleepless nights, but the time has come for God to shine his light into that area, okay? There is a battle, the battle of mind between the light and the darkness. You know, you want to do God's will. You want to work in righteousness of God, but you are contending with the light of God, and that's, you know, battle is going on in your mind. God's gonna deliver you today. Say amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. So if you're here, today is the day of deliverance. If you're online at home, this is the day of deliverance. Amen. So today we want to talk. I want to talk about, still the kingdom dynamic. But today we're going to look at the gospel of light. The gospel of light. The gospel of light. The gospel of transformation. God is still changing lives. Hallelujah. The gospel is still at work. You know, the gospel is still advancing. The gospel is still transforming life. Hallelujah. Lives. Amen. So we want to look at those things today. And we can read from John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. I'll try to do it quickly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, comprehend it. I mean, catalambano did not kind of appropriate it. You know, grasp hold, get hold of it. Comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to be a witness to the light of the light, that all through him may believe. He was not that light, but was sent to be a witness to of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in him, in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Amen. I love the Gospel of John. I love the Gospel of John. I love this this passage. I love John's revelation. But today we want to look at the gospel of light. You see, it is alarming what we are seeing in our generation today. It is alarming. You see, I heard the other day that there is a sort of report, or you know, about this generation, this generation, and they say about in the UK alone, for example, they say nearly 80% of the population of this generation, nearly 80% of this generation deny the existence of God. You know, they deny the existence. That is a lot. It's a big number. They deny the existence of God. So we live now in a time where the message of the gospel must be preached. The message of the gospel must be preached. So please, when we say come for outreach, come. Come for outreach. You see? Come for outreach. You know, everywhere you find yourself, reach out. Talk about Jesus. Reveal Christ. Let the world read Christ in you. because you are a letter, you know, but also have the boldness to talk about the gospel, to preach the gospel. It is so vital, you know. We live in a time where the necessity of the gospel has become, or the necessity of preaching, the preaching of the gospel has become a reality. It has become a reality now in our context. It is so serious. We now live in this time where, you know, we cannot keep quiet as disciples of Christ. We cannot keep quiet. We cannot keep quiet. We must talk about Jesus. We must reach out. We must preach the word of God. We must evangelize. Amen? Because the power of God lives in us. We've seen last time that He appointed us. He appointed you. Hallelujah. And that is, it comes with the authority. It comes with the power. It comes with the understanding, the revelation. Hallelujah. It comes with signs and wonder. But you have to dare, you know, have the courage to step out of the boat. Amen. Now, I was saying that, you know, they deny the existence of God. They say God does not exist. You see, they deny the existence of God. Now, my question to you now is that, do you really believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that somebody can really deny the existence of God? I'm asking you a question. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Now, I'm gonna show you something. This is what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. The Bible says this. Among them, the gods, or for the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' mind, that they should not discern the truth, perverting them from seeing the illumination, or the illuminating life, the manifesting life of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the Messiah, who is the image and the likeness of God. So, what is the Bible telling us here? The Bible is saying that, look, you know, it is not that they don't know that there is God. It is not. Because the problem we are having in this generation, it is not that they deny the existence of God because that they don't know that God exists. They are denying the existence of God because of the darkness in the hearts. The Bible says the God of this age has blinded their mind so that they could not see the reality. Hallelujah. Look, we were a few weeks ago. I'm going to give you the perfect example of what I'm saying. A few weeks ago, we were doing door-to-door around here. Okay, and I was with Bianca and Kathy, and we we knock on the door, and a lovely person came, and we start sharing, you know, this is who we are, and this is what we believe, and da da da. Oof, he stopped us. He stopped me like this. No, I don't believe in that. We don't believe in that. There is no God. Da 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 da. And the person said, I believe in this. Okay, I don't want to go into that, to details. I believe in this. And, you know, the fact that you, Christian, you believe in God is that you kind of, you want to hide or you want to shy away from taking responsibility. So we take responsibility of, you know, we do good, we look after the nature, we, you know, all these good things. Wow. So I was, you know, thinking in my head, how do I reason with that person? And discussion carry on, and we were talking. And now, they said, we don't believe in God. In my family, we don't believe in God. We are this, we are that, and then we are okay. God does not exist. Prove it to me. Everything I said to prove the existence of God, they denied that, okay? Now, they are saying these things, that person. And they said to us that, you know, few months ago, I was in America, okay? Because, you know, it was a sort of a seminar, if I remember, you know, I got it right. It's a sort of seminar. The scientists, they're coming and they come together, and they were looking into the fact that, you know, come on, meteorite. Good, you know, so these things coming, aliens coming, you know, all these things. So scientists come together and they were studying those things to see if this thing is really true, okay? And they say, maybe God is throwing this at us. In the same conversation, they said to me, God does not exist. And that a few minutes later, maybe God is throwing these things at us. And we must investigate. No! No one can deny the existence of God. Because the existence of God, the reality of the existence of God is embedded in our spirit, in our soul. Deep down in us, we need God. Everyone needs God. And that is the truth. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you following me? That's very, very, very important. Now, the Bible says here that the God of this age, the God of this world, has blinded their mind, their understanding, so that they shouldn't discern. They shouldn't discern. They shouldn't see, you know, the truth, the existence of God. Amen? But John says, the light shines in the darkness. John says, the light shines in the darkness. Hallelujah. He says the light shines in the darkness. And he says, you know, for those who receive him, he gave the power to become sons and daughter. Hallelujah. The light shines in the darkness. So my question this morning is this. Now, what do we do in the face of this growing darkness in our generation, in our world? What do we do? Jesus is the light of the world. So what do we do? Well, it's 12 o'clock. Okay. So what do we do? Now, first, Now, we need to kind of, be grounded ourselves in the reality and the truth that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's what Jesus said. You know, the reason why people deny the existence of God is because they prefer to walk in darkness. Because when you walk in the light, the slightest darkness that kind of, comes, the Holy Spirit will witness to your soul, to your heart, that you've got to make this thing right here, right now. But they refuse because they want to walk in the darkness. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only one who gives the wisdom, the understanding, the power to walk in light, not in sin. Hallelujah. He is the only one. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The Bible says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed. Do we have the Amplified version for this one? Okay. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after the adapted to its external, superficial custom. That is deep. You know, all these things is external. It's not deep within. Deeper within is the reality of the existence of God. But they deny that. Okay, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude. When you come, the idea and the attitude of the kingdom, so that you may prove for yourself that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Hallelujah. Wow, that is powerful. So, for us, the Bible calls us, Paul say we are a written word, a written gospel. Hallelujah. We are the written gospel. So we must shine our light in this darkness. It is very important that we retreat not into our corner. But no, we must go forth. Keep shining the light in this darkness. Hallelujah. We cannot be silent. No. Our generation, they need to know. Now, the question is, what do we do when the darkness is taking control, is taking over? We need to confront the darkness. We need to confront the darkness. I'm sorry to say this, but confrontation is not British vocabulary. It's not British vocabulary, isn't it? I apologize before I say that, isn't it? Confrontation, but we need to confront. We must. This doesn't mean that we are arrogant. This doesn't mean that, we go for a fight. No, we shine the light in the darkness. We stand for the truth. We talk about the truth. Jesus is the truth. Hallelujah. By exposing people to the preaching. So how do we do this? Or how How does he work in a practical way? So this is, you know, I keep anybody who I've kind of sit down with and we had a chat and things like that, you would notice these things. I keep saying to people, you must do everything to keep coming to church. You keep coming to church. You know, just come to church. Don't stay home. Come to church. If, you know, situation is like you cannot come, we understand. But come to church. You know why? Because when you come to church, you expose yourself to the preached word of God. And this is what make or bring about transformation and change. It brings about life. Hallelujah. Keep coming to church. If Pastor Robin offended you, keep coming to church. If Emmanuel offended you, keep coming to church. If anyone from the worship team offended you, keep coming to church. What do I say?
Keep coming to church.
Just keep coming to church. Just keep coming to church. Do you know? You know, I'm going to stop here. But you know why? Just keep coming to church. I came to this country, I wasn't Christian at all. Right? But my sister was here before I came. Before she came, she wasn't Christian. So we know what we used to do over there, you know. And she came here, she became Christian. So I came and joined her. And then she wanted me to become Christian. I was so mad. I was so mad. And I said to her, what is all of this? You became Christian. Well, since when? And I could remember. About 20 years ago, I could remember the argument on the streets. Having like, you know, animated, you know, dramatic, you know, movie-like argument on the streets about going to church. And you can't tell me to go to church. So you know what she did? She finds some friend, Christian friend, and I was having a trouble. And those people kind of took me in. All right, so I lived with them for some time. And these guys, they would take me to church every Sunday. That's what they do. That's what they did. They would take me to church every Sunday. You know, I would go and tell my sister, go and tell them. I don't want them to invite me to church, you know. But out of respect for them, because I was kind of, okay, if I don't go, maybe they'll throw me out. First impression, you know. So gentle, very loving people. So Saturday night or Friday, something, we'll be talking and, oh, do you want to come with us on Sunday to church? Just gently. And I couldn't say no. You know, deep down. But I said no. And on Sunday, I would follow them. And then I could remember every Sunday I would sit probably where Carol is sitting over there. And, you know, my arm like that. And the service go on. I would, you know, let's finish and I want to go home. And Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, and they come this Sunday, and then this preacher preach probably the same message. I heard this many times before, but on that day he preached, and he stopped and say, anybody here want to give his life for Christ? And I remember I was sitting at the back, and I was like shaking. Something came up upon me. Something was happening inside of me. I knew that day was completely different from the other day. Hallelujah. Something deep down, the conviction came that this is the moment for you to respond. Hallelujah. I was the only one to stand and walk from the back to the front. Keep coming to church. Keep bringing them to church. And I gave my life to Jesus. And my life has changed completely until today. He changes me. He gave me a new purpose. He transformed completely my life. Hallelujah. Nobody who knew me before couldn't recognize me now. Hallelujah. Hey, there is a power in the preaching word of God. Keep bringing them to church. Keep coming to church. I'm going to finish with this. Somebody said he finished have three times already, but this is the finished one. This is the finished one. This is the finished one. Yes. Romans 10. Can we have that one? Romans 10, 17. This is the last one. If we've got the amplified version, that would be good. Yes, the Bible says, so faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. What is told and what is heard comes by
the preaching.
By the preaching of the message that comes from his lips. The lips of Christ. Hallelujah. The Messiah himself. So faith come by hearing. And by hearing the preached word of God. By hearing the preaching word of God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, how will they be saved if no one is preaching? If no one is talking about Christ? And how will they talk about Christ if we are not sending them? You see, I finished my message because time has gone. Father, we want to thank you and bless your name, Lord, for the gospel that we carry is the gospel of life and the gospel of light. Lord, and when the darkness amplifies, Lord, we must stand as disciples, as your church, and shine brighter. Shines your light. We must fight. So, Father, I pray, let your Holy Spirit empower our lives. Let your Holy Spirit empower every single one of us here, every person under the sound of my voice, everyone at home. Father, let your Holy Spirit empower us. Give us boldness. Give us the right word. Give us the utterance, the ability, the capacity to preach your word. Father, we want to see things change. This generation must know you. Father, we come against, the God of this age who blinded the mind of the people. Father, we say, you must go, you must leave now in the name of Jesus. The light shines in the darkness. The light shines in the darkness. Even the darknesses of our circumstances. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you are here and then, I finished my message. But, these things kind of resonate in your hearts. Please talk to me or talk to anybody here. God bless you. Amen.